8:59, sports rep coming up in a little bit. Sports Night with Parker DeMann for a Friday night, a Facebook Friday. Go post something on our Facebook page or hit us up on Twitter or email us at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. Matthew out in Ypsilanti, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. What you got, Matthew?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. Hey, so part of me feels like it's unfortunate that we have to compare players. I do understand the necessity of it, though, but sometimes I feel like maybe everyone's not just sitting and actually enjoying the goodness, you know, LeBron and what brings to the table. So, but what I want to make is a point just about not making any evaluations. I just want to point out that sometimes I hear some unfair statements about LeBron and the help that he's gotten, you know, over the years. So, you know, a lot of my friends will talk about the three that Ray Allen hit, or, you know, the way that the Spurs ended the game six last season, and, you know, them making some boneheaded plays, and you guys just talked about, you know, Mike Miller and who's the other guy who's making all the threes that year?
And Shane Battier, they set a record. They didn't make threes. They set a record for NBA Finals, most threes in the game. I mean,
and that's fair. I mean, part of me would say that, you know, they have some wide open looks because of LeBron and Wade's penetration, but that's besides the point.
But you could have open looks. You got to knock them down. People have open looks.
True. It's a fair point, but I think it's also fair to say that they, you know, have some open looks, which was created by LeBron. But anyway, what I was trying to say, though, is that, you know, when we look at Jordan, I've never heard anyone ever talk about the help that he received, whether it was, you know, the shots that John Paxson hit in some of those playoff games, or Steve Kerr coming in, B.J. Armstrong coming in and hitting some big threes when they were down or the game was tied, you know, in crunch situations and games that could have gone their way, and perhaps the narrative about Michael Jordan may be different if some of those shots didn't go down either.
It's hard to talk about that. You know why? When a guy's perfect and he's 6-0 and won all six MVPs, it is hard to think about other people.
I got the reason, though, Matthew. It's because Michael didn't take his ball and run to another team with two of his buddies.
Right. That's the
difference.
The
Bulls were put together fair and square.
And you know what?
And a lot of people don't see it that way.
And remember this. The Bulls didn't win jack before he got there. And he got ripped. They'll never win with Michael Jordan. He doesn't make anybody better. The stuff that LeBron cries about, Michael went through the same exact thing. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
Just no Twitter and Facebook.
Right. The same stuff was going on. There were people who hated. They hated Michael Jordan.
Hated him.
In this town, Michael Jordan was public enemy number one. People hated Michael Jordan. This whole love fest. But after you watch the whole body of work and you see what this guy was able to do, he had to trade his best friend on the Bulls. You know who his best friend was? Charles Oakley, to go get Bill Cartwright because he needed a center. He knew he couldn't win.
No, I mean,
do you see what I'm saying? And those are the things that you don't hear
about. Don't forget, Matthew, Jerry Krause made Michael stay in Chicago. He didn't have to go run off somewhere. They did the things that were necessary, which is what Dan Gilbert probably should have done in Cleveland, and maybe he might have. But LeBron
wasn't willing to wait. LeBron was so afraid that he would have this career and never win that LeBron jumped the gun. No one has ever left their team at the height of their career in the prime of your career, Matthew. No one has done that. When you talk about Charles Barkley leaving, he was already old, or Kevin Willis. The big ticket. Yeah, from Minnesota.
Oh, Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett. When Kevin Garnett left, Kevin Garnett had played 13 years in Minnesota. Yeah. So those guys all left after their primes trying to win a championship. Karl Malone went to the hated Lakers to try to get a championship. Gary Payton went to the hated Lakers from Seattle to try to get a championship. They didn't get it in 2004, but they tried. Do you see them seeing the difference?
It's rough. Like I said, if people are going to talk about the shots that, you know, LeBron's supporting staff hit, all I'm saying is that I think, on the other hand, it's unfair not to also bring into account, yes, Michael Jordan was perfect, you know, 60.
Come on, Matthew. People say Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman, not even knowing when they played. I had to point out that Rodman wasn't even there the first three championships.
The first three championships, Dennis Rodman wasn't on that team. He's already.
That's true, but I'm talking about people who know basketball. It's fair, yeah.
Well, that's
true. All the time, but
they think that it's just Michael Jordan and just LeBron James on the court.
Right,
I get that.
Right, there's other players. We know that. There's no doubt about it.
But what you guys say, I mean, just being honest, would you guys say that when would it have been appropriate for LeBron to leave, given the fact that he gave the Cavaliers, what, six or seven?
I would have said none. I would have said LeBron James had the chance to lure somebody there through free agency, one player, and stayed there and won the first championship ever, won for the Cavaliers, and the first in Cleveland since Jim Brown. You want to be an all-time great and have people love you to win a championship in your own hometown? Dude, that's what it's all about.
Matthew, he is a victim of being from Akron.
All right.
That's part of his makeup. That's part of his cachet.
Yeah. No, I think I would have at least liked to have seen him stay for at least three more years. I do think
that's
that,
fair.
You know, the Cavs never gave him anyone. I mean, who was the best player that he played with? You know, we're talking about Shaq past his prime or
Boobie Gibson.
You know,
who killed the Pistons.
Matthew, we got to go. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll take more of your phone calls. 248-848-1130.
Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Sports Wrap is next on Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What up, though, Detroit? This is Joyce Bell. You listen to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
We're going to enjoy more Benito's Pizza on the 9 o'clock hour. You should, too. Benito'sPizza.com. It's that simple. We got ours from the 14-mile Farmington Road store there, a place that I frequent in the past and will, of course, again in the future. They deliver for you, and their number is 248-851-7770. It is delicious. Benito's Pizza. One piece left for the big fella right here. And I will be enjoying that. Rob Parker will get nothing else. That'll be the end for him. Okay, Rob, let's do this now. Come on, Rob, let's do this. We got a big 9 o'clock hour coming.
That's right. All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson. My neck is bothering me really bad.
What do you mean?
It's kind of stiff. All right.
That's not good news.
Time for a sports wrap.
You're fitty.
He is the man, Mark Wilson. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Out of Dodge.
Seventh inning now. The Tigers got out of the sixth. It's still a 4-2 game. The back-to-back homers in the fifth made the difference so far off De La Rosa. Kinsler is sixth. Torrey Hunter is ninth. And Drew Smyly's had a quality start. Six innings. He's given up, four hits? One earned run. Struck out four. So a QS tonight for Drew Smyly. Still in there, but it's 4-2 Tigers. And Burke Badenhoff is in. Actually, Smyly is now out. Ian Kroll has come in to pitch the seventh inning for the Tigers. Ian Kroll now in the game, and Burke Badenhop in for, who hasn't allowed an earned run in 25 innings for Boston. So the starters are now out of the game at Comerica. Tigers doubling them up 4-2. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. French Open 10, tennis men's semis. Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic. I know you're stunned. That'll be the final on Sunday. Nadal beat Andy Murray, and Djokovic took down Ernest Gulbis in four sets, 6-3, 6-3, 3-6, 6-3. That's four. So that will follow the Sharapova-Halep women's finale in Paris tomorrow. Other baseball, American League, Orioles over the A's 3-2 in the seventh. Chris Davis is ninth of the year for Baltimore. Mariners still trail the Rays in Tampa 3-0 sixth. Tampa trying to break that 10-game losing streak. Rangers over the Indians 4-3 third. Yankees over the Royals 4-1 third. Still a delay in Minnesota between the Astros and the Twins. A little rain there. Interleague series, Cards and Blue Jays knotted at 1-4. National League, Cubs win in 13 over the Marlins at Wrigley on the Anthony Rizzo walk-off ding. Pirates over the Brewers 6-3-6. Jordy Mercer is third of the season for Pittsburgh. 4-0, Phillies over the Reds in the sixth. Jimmy Rollins is seventh. Dodgers lead the Rockies 2-0 second. At the PGA St. Jude, round two in Memphis all screwed up because of storm problems in Tennessee. I will tell you that Ben Crane is in the clubhouse, a 63, a 65. He's a 12-under. He has a six-shot lead. But a lot of guys have to even start their second rounds, and that'll be tomorrow, including Phil Mickelson. How about 50-year-old Davis Love? He's at -5.
What's his dad's name?
You mean Davis Love the III?
Yes.
That would be Davis Love the Jr.
Right.
That would be his daddy. NASCAR's at Pocono. The track record and the pole goes to Denny Hamlin. 181.1 miles an hour. He's won four times at Pocono. the race is Sunday. And at the 146 Belmont Stakes, it's tomorrow in New York, California Chrome, going for the Triple Crown, first one since affirmed in 78. Post time for all you good horse race people, 6:52. That is your sports represented by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut. Jadeveon Clowney, the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, has signed his contract. And this is where the difference is, people. Once again, this is where it's where it is. The number one pick in the NFL draft signed for 4 years with a team option on the fifth at $22 million. You say, well, for the average person, that's a lot of money. Don't forget what Sam Bradford and Matthew Stafford made. $78 million deals in their rookie contracts.
Like 50 was right. Yeah, 50. How much was guaranteed?
Oh, yeah, right around that 50 mark. And now total package.
20-something.
Is $22 million for Jadeveon Clowney.
It's unbelievable.
Cam Newton got that start. He'll always be known as the first rookie number one pick who got shafted. Because of that deal that the NFL signed.
The union. The union NFLPA. Sold those kids out.
Really did.
Unbelievable.
So Clowney had no choice. There's no holdout. What are you going to do about it? KC, you're on Sports Night with Parker. What's up, KC?
Hey, what's happening, boys?
What's happening, bud?
It should be known as the last Sue suck tax. Because the Lions got straight again, you know, obviously, you know, they're doing cap numbers, and, you know, you got to pay that tax when you suck. So the Lions, they get screwed again, you know, it's just like the whole Joe Arrington, you know, we got to give the, you know, Peppers, who would have made a bigger difference than Joe Arrington.
So hold on, KC. Clowney's 22 is all guaranteed. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So what?
It should be.
So what? It's $22 million. I'm not looking at you, EP. I'm just saying, think about that.
Well, it should be, though.
Well, absolutely.
I can't get past it, Casey. I can't get past Matt Stafford is the last guy to have gotten one of these huge deals for the number one pick, and now it's all about $22 million.
But I don't understand how other players.
That sounds funny saying that.
How
but,
other players could limit how much? I've never seen anything like it. Do you know? It doesn't even make any sense.
Absolutely, but it's cost certainty for the Texans, okay? And we don't have that now with Sue because he hasn't gone with the extension, so he's putting us behind the eight ball when it comes to free agents. And God knows what the Lions will do, but, you know, they haven't got the cost certainty that all these teams, you know, be it Cam Newton and anybody that comes back behind him, you know, they're going to have that cost certainty.
And you know what? It's not Sue. It's the Lions. The Lions have allowed this to happen. It's not Sue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a self-imposed suck tax.
Right. The Lions have done this. They've allowed.
Oh, suck tax.
They've,
okay.
Right. They've allowed Sue to do
this. I thought you said suffering succotash.
Suffering
succotash.
So Messer wasn't the only pussy in that story. But anyhow, you guys are talking about Jordan and LeBron. I was telling EP, you know what? Jordan needed the league, and the league needed Jordan. All right? There was a very symbiotic relationship, and he didn't need the contract. He needed the branding. And LeBron, he's come out and said, I've got the branding. I don't need the league. You know, he did a deal that, you know, the league really couldn't veto because the league didn't want to look bad, you know, like they vetoed the Chris Paul deal. You know, the league has been changing, and people with this myopic view that Jordan was the best or that LeBron is the best, they're not taking the whole picture into consideration. The league has changed, whether it's hand check, whether it's, you know, instant replay. You know, the fans are much more interactive. You know, they're in a fishbowl, the players, and they've got to be on their toes, whereas the stuff that was going on in the 70s, 80s, you know, and it all comes down to now, too, the lack of parity in basketball, that you've had nine championships since Bird and Magic first built the league. It's like nobody else is going to be able to get into that club. You know, Dallas was lucky, but, hey, basically they went up against a young LeBron. So they may never get a chance at that again. So there really is no parity. You're in the in-club or you're in the out-club.
No, most of the teams are in the out club, and 80-90% of the league is in the out club. That's just how it is, and it makes for a bad league. And LeBron did a lot of damage to this league by what they did, and LeBron. That's why he's held to this standard. That's why if they don't win, KC, you'll look at this 4 year run to the championships, four straight with these guys, and you'll look at it, Mark, and say, it was okay, nothing special. They won two and they lost two. That's what people look at it.
Rashad McCants, second leading scorer on NC's basketball team, that's your North Kakalaki, that won the national championship back about a decade ago, was on Outside the Lines and admitted that tutors wrote his term papers. He barely went to classes, but he claims half the time. It's probably not even that much. And somehow he remained able to play largely because he took bogus classes. That like
African-American studies, what was it?
There's basket weaving. You know, there's those. I mean, we joke about that, but there are classes that are equivalent. I'll give you an example. At Michigan State, boy, Peter Levine is going to kill me, but sorry, Doc. It turned out to be a better class than we thought, but people took your class because it said this, the history of sports in America. There was a class at MSU, and I'm sitting in there, and, of course, Magic's in there, and Jay Vincent, part of that Michigan State basketball team. Jay went on to play, of course, in the NBA for many years, and then, unfortunately, spent some time in the Huskow. So that had nothing to do with what I'm talking about. But the perception was is that, we'll take history of sport in America because that's got to be a breezy blow-off class. And when some big idiot opened up his yapper at the water fountain, said, what are you going to ask us in this class? What Sandy Koufax's ERA is? Not knowing that the professor was right behind him, the professor took him to task in front of everyone, and he never said that again. That would be me. So it did turn out to be a little bit more heady. But do you know what I'm saying, Rob? People took the class thinking it was going to be a blow-off.
But I heard that there's a class or something in SEC schools, Mark, where they have basketball 101. How many goals are there in a basketball game? How many? These are the questions. How many halves are there in a basketball? These are the test questions.
Now, this is not supposed to happen because those curriculi are supposed to be checked by people who are not familiar, and they would ask, doesn't this seem a little remedial to you?
Yes, that should not be taught at a college. How many halves are there in a basketball game?
See, and how they avoid that in collegiate situations is to not do multiple choice tests, or those. What they do is they make you write papers, and then they can grade the paper any way they want. I mean, a guy could write, you know, scribble, 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 scribble.
Multiple choice should only be a quiz. It shouldn't be an exam. It should be a quiz just to keep you fresh. You know what I mean? Like a quiz, but not.
But when there's I've heard this before, though, and I know this for a fact, that at certain universities, when there's multiple athletes in the class, they avoid taking those kinds of tests.
Mark, when I had to write a 30-page thesis to get my master's.
Okay, well, that's what we're talking about.
No, I'm
about
just
here.
Saying.
Yeah, and congratulations. But that's what we're talking about here.
And I had to put in work. Are you kidding?
Well, but that's the point. You have to do that to get your master's. The average human being has to go and take the regular curriculum. The people that are lucky enough to take basket weaving 101, and instead of taking the multiple choice, because they could still mess it up, you could still mess up basket weaving, they'll say, write me a nice paper on basket weaving. And I'm telling you, it could just be scribbles. They look at the thing. No one has to see it. B minus.
Right.
3-point, whatever the system
is. It's all a joke. It's all a joke.
Right, nice paragraph, as
if you can play ball, they will do whatever they can to get you.
I'm telling you, let me show you this.
Eligible mark and get you there.
This is what I know for a fact, at least back in the day. I don't know today, necessarily, but I'll do this as of even the last 10, 15 years. Here's the scales of justice. When athletes are in a class, this is the weight they give multiple choice / harder quizzes and tests. This is where it is. Up, nope. Papers written. Up, hop. Easier to copy. Easier to do.
Right. You just turn in a paper. Somebody else can
so
do
what
it
you
for you.
I could copy the.
It's not like taking a test in the thing.
No, you're taking a test live in the classroom.
Exactly.
Eyes can wander, but someone could catch you. It has to be something where you can turn those papers
like,
in.
Like Notre Dame's quarterback. Wasn't he caught cheating?
Cheating.
You got to go to class in Notre Dame.
Yes. If you're
schools,
whomever.
Notre Dame, Stanford, Mark, their schools, you got to go to
the
school.
The Everett Golstons and the Tony Rices of the world, they go to class too.
Everybody got mad at Harbaugh when he took Michigan to task. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? About their education and what they're doing.
Happens all the time because you know what? Most of the athletes won't make it through. They just won't. You think it's hard to read a playbook? Go to one of these econ classes. Y'all know what I'm talking about if you went to school, you went to college, you know what we're talking about.
And that's why, you know what, this whole idea, the notion that the NBA Commissioner Silver wants to make them go to college for 2 or 3 years, for what? So that they don't go to school for 3 years? Why are you making people who a mockery of the of college, who don't want to go to college, Mark, who are not going to go to classes, who are going to have people write their papers. Why do this? Who are you trying to fool? I don't get it. Why?
248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
We've been enjoying some Benito's pizza tonight, people. There's the box. You see it okay, guys? Give me a thumbs up from the video streaming minions. Benito's Pizza, the one, the location, since 1969. The location that's on the corner of 14 Mile and Farmington Road. I have frequented that often. And we had a beautiful, beautiful, fantastic, everything on it, pie tonight. And it was just great. Great crust, and the sauce is outstanding because that's my thing with them. And you can check out Benito's Pizza at Benito's, that's B-E-N-I-T-O, benitospizza.com. I'm sure if you're anywhere in Metro Detroit, you've known Benito's Pizza. So if you don't, you need to find out. And if you're in that area, you can call them. They're open right now at 248-851-7770. 248-851-7770. It's Benito's Pizza. I would have more, but I think we ate it all. So we're good to go with a little Benito. On a Friday night toe, Robert Parko.
Very nice. I didn't know you spoke Italian.
Sometimes.
That's pretty amazing, Mark Wilson.
Tigers still up 4-2. They're in the eighth. Jabba Chamberlain now pitching for the
It's a bullpen game. Uh-oh. Bullpen.
You know what that means? Coming up, ninth inning, Joe Nathan will trot that dead arm out, and we'll see what's cooking. With big Joe Nathan.
If he blows this, they will go crazy.
G Smoove is on the phone out in the Corktown area. What nice area, G Smoove.
What's going on, fellas? Hating. We got Rob over here hating on LeBron very hard tonight.
I'm not hating on him. I'm just giving my opinion.
Let me just hit a couple facts. I mean, you're going to say that he joined up with the greatest and put that pressure on himself. Well, most people don't know that LeBron. Mr. Michael Jordan. We could have had seen a suspension if he hadn't retired and played baseball for a minute. But we're not going to get into all that. It's just the fact that Jordan at the time, there was nobody really of his stature with, that did all the things that
stop
he did.
Stop it. Stop, Irving. Stop, stop.
And
stop.
Let's say, listen, at the time, when we stop. Think about, when we got, when Jordan left, the Bulls won two more games. They were 57-25, I believe. And when LeBron left, the Cavs
that's the weakest argument. It's the weakest argument because the Cavs never won a championship. Stop with the comparison. That Cavs team never won a championship. Stop it. It's not the same. It's not the same.
You got Mo Williams.
It's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same.
All right, it's not the same. Okay, with the not the same.
29, you know LeBron had, what, two titles? And what is Mr. Jordan had zero titles and one MVP. LeBron had
yeah, he didn't. He right. Right. You're right, because Michael didn't team up with two other big stars to get to win. And Michael, Michael Jordan went to college. Hello, is this on? Is this on? Hello, stop with the age. All of LeBron's numbers are about the youngest. He didn't go to college. Hello.
Well, yeah, that's 3 years.
He didn't go to college.
That's only 2 years that really took him.
He didn't. Well, he didn't go to college.
Again, I don't know what we're arguing about. What are we arguing about? Someone remind me.
Well, we're arguing about the fact that Gilbert never brought any talent. We're talking
yeah, okay.
About
hey, anybody he wanted, he brought. Rodman, anybody Kirk, he brought, he wanted. Anybody. Hey, go get Shaq. Hey, go get Jameson. Hey, go. Mo Williams made the All-Star team. Go look at the numbers he had that year. Go look. They
the
won 60
moves.
Games.
I just hold the Booby Gibson.
Booby Gibson scored unbelievable.
Any of those guys on that team that went to the finals are not even.
No, no. You should really look at the idea that nobody wanted to go to play with LeBron. That's the real. That's what you should look at. Yeah, but why not? Why wouldn't you want to play with the greatest player who ever played? What? LeBron, you're asking me to join you? Nobody wanted to go play with LeBron. Nobody. Nobody wanted to play with LeBron. That's what you should look at.
Well, nobody wants to play with Kyrie.
Nobody wanted to play with LeBron. Look
with
at this.
Kyrie Irving?
No one wants to play with
who's
Kyrie.
Who's dying to play with Kyrie Irving that I'm missing?
I'm asking you about LeBron, one of the greatest players everybody talks about. Nobody wanted to team up with him. He had to go join up with a guy who already won a championship without him.
Cleveland. And Dan Gilbert proved that he couldn't bring any of the right pieces.
No matter how many championships that LeBron wins, you know what? Dwayne Wade has one more ring because he won one without him. And Dwayne Wade still has more.
Mr. Shaquille O'Neal. No player has won a championship by themselves. I'm not saying that LeBron is Jordan now. I'm saying by the end of his career, he will
never be. He's already lost two finals. He's going to lose another one. He's going to lose three finals.
He's coming out with 50 and an extra three-pointer with one for four to make it
please.
Four for you, baby.
You're dreaming. You're dreaming.
What are we arguing about again?
He said he's going to score 50-some-odd points. Unbelievable. You guys drink the Kool-Aid, my God.
All right, we got a sports wrap coming up, right? Gary, we got a sports wrap coming up. What were we arguing about again?
Mark, now you sound like an old man.
I just don't get the argument sometimes. Are we arguing about LeBron versus Michael?
Michael's
people versus LeBron's people?
Yes, you already know.
Your people will call my people. We'll do lunch. It's the whole shooting match. 248-848-1130. As I said, sports wrap next. On Detroit's 1130 WDF on the Fan.
With Parker and the Man.
The fan doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
Real quick, just to tell you that if you have any problems with your vehicle, and by the way, we're enjoying the Bonitos. Still, I think there's still one piece left. I love it. I love the Bonitos pizza. Bonitos. Hey, see if Brian wants a piece of Bonitos pizza. Brian Daly. Please have a piece of Bonitos. Anytime you need help with your vehicle, whether it's just routine maintenance or if you have a problem, you take your vehicle to the pros at enjoy that. You'll love it. Is that heating it?
No, he's good.
Oh, my God. Good. One more for me. The pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. Expert Car Care. You know what? They offer free inspections and, best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound. They guarantee the lowest prices. And you know what? When they get you back, like they did with me in my break.
Get your own back.
Same day.
I'll tell you, Rob Parker, it's everything. The top to bottom, front to back, whether it's something as simple as a wiper blade or as major as a transmission or engine. And if you mention these two cats, these two good-looking guys you're watching at ParkerTheManRightNow.com right now.
That's right. Mention Parker the Man, and you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
That's over $100 no-how worth of savings just for saying Parker and the Man. Look, you need to check them out. Take it over there. Get over there. Locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care. Mike, Brian is great peeps. All the people over there, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Let's get you caught up here, dude.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
Okay, Tigers and Red Sox. It's a 4-2 Detroit lead. It's now in the eighth inning. So nothing has changed since the two home runs, the back-to-backers in the fifth. Not really anything's changed since Kinsler and Hunter went back-to-back off De La Rosa. Both starters are out of the game, Drew Smyly and Robbie De La Rosa. And looks like another one. Tigers have just made it 5-2. That would be your Victor Martinez, and I think that's number 13. 14? 14th home run of the season for Victor. So, three home runs now in the game for the Tigers. It's 5-2 in the eighth inning. Joe Nathan, is he warming up? Or is Java going to stay? No, Nathan. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA Finals, Game 2 Sunday in San Antonio. Spurs up 1-0. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 2 tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Staples Center. L.A. at home up 1-0 over the Rangers. Actually, Mike Henneman is warming up now for the team. French Open Tennis, men's semis, top seed Rafael Nadal blew away Andy Murray, 6-3, 2-1. He will face Novak Djokovic in the finals. Like a broken record with these two guys. If it ain't Federer, it's Djokovic now, and Nadal just does not stop. Who was it the other day? Was it Lendl or someone said, just give it up now. I don't care about all the major championships. Nadal's the best player ever. Some are just going Nadal. You know what? He's the LeBron James of now. Over Sampras and Bjorn Borg and even Federer himself. Maria Sharapova and Simona Halep will play in the women's finale in Paris, actually coming up not that far from now, this Saturday morning. Other baseball in the American League, A's and Orioles tied at 3 now in the 8th. 3-0 Rays over the M's in the 7th. 4-4 Indian Rangers in the 4th. Yankees over the Royals 4-1 in the 5th. Astros and Twins are now underway. The rain has stopped. They're getting the game going in Minnesota, 0-0 first. Interleague Series, the Blue Jays lead the Cardinals in the seventh. Brett Laurie, another homer, his 11th of the season. Saw the damage he did at Comerica. Now he's doing it at home against St. Louis. And Toronto leads 2-1 in that game. National League, Cubs beat the Marlins in 13 on the Anthony Rizzo walk-off homer at Wrigley. 13-3, Pirates over the Brewers in the seventh. The Pirates just enjoyed an 8-run sixth. Phillies over the Reds, 4-0 eighth. Dodgers over the Rockies, 2-0 third. And that's how baseball is shaping up. PGA, St. Jude, round two. Memphis is just a mess with all the storm problems. But Ben Crane is at 12 under par after 65. He's in the clubhouse with that lead after two rounds. Phil Mickelson never even got started. A lot of guys still need to go. He's got a six-shot lead sitting in the clubhouse after two rounds are done. So he'll wait before his third round begins. And then you got the 146th Belmont tomorrow in New York. Post time 6:52. What needs to be said? California Chrome wins. We finally have a first Triple Crown winner in horse racing since 1978. That is your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. All right, we're doing a little boxing action at 9:42. What do you think, Rob Parker?
That's right. Big fight.
Let's bring in our guy. It's Eric Olson. He's our guy. You're our guy,
boxing guy.
What's up, Rob? What's up, Mark?
How you doing? How's the sports bar doing?
Hey, everything's doing great, man. It was a little bit slow in May, but as soon as the weather popped, man, people started coming out. Eastern markets running the Sunday markets now, so we got a whole bunch of people coming downtown and enjoying Sunday afternoons downtown. So it's been real cool.
All right, great.
Eric, before we get started with some boxing stuff, did you know Keith Lee very well?
No, not real well. He was a trainer at the Kronk. I boxed at Johnson. He was a cornerstone of the Detroit boxing community. He trained so many good guys, and guys he wasn't the head trainer for, he was still a key piece in every corner.
I kind of fanned on it because I didn't even realize he'd passed away. What a horrible story. Last Friday, a week ago today, at Cobo, at the Bronco McCart fight, he literally passed away at ringside.
Yep.
Dr. Kirschenbaum, Stu Kirschenbaum, who everybody knows in town.
Everybody. Are you kidding? Of course.
Was there at his side. He tried to revive him. He couldn't. He suffered a massive heart attack that took him to Henry Ford, and he died there. And Keith, let me tell you, Eric, just a really quick one on Keith Lee, because I did a lot of television stories at Fox 2 with Emmanuel, and Keith Lee is the guy who would tell me, you got to do a thing on McCrory. You got to do a thing on Hilmer Kenty. You got to do it. He would tell me every time I walked in that door, there'd be big Keith Lee with the big smile on his face saying, Gentle Two's here in the house. And he would tell me about the next great boxer I had to do a story on.
Yep. He's a big loss to the Detroit boxing community. And he's the type of guy you'd be really hard-pressed to find anybody at all to say anything negative about him. He touched a lot of people.
So my condolences to Mary and the kids, and his granddaughter is a contender for the 2016 Olympics in Rio.
Absolutely.
And she was there when her grandfather passed.
It'd be great to get another Michigan female boxing medal.
Yeah, it would be great.
Medal, yeah.
So give us your rundown on this fight coming up.
I don't see anything at all that points to this being a boring fight, guys. I mean, two guys at the right time. I've always been a Cotto fan. He's always been really exciting to me. He had two terrible fights, and during those two fights, we should always point out, he went with this amateur Cuban-type trainer, and one of those fights was Mayweather. So he was really kind of outside his game. They almost had him trying to move more, and Cotto's really an in-the-box fighter. Real hard hitter, straight right hand, a left hook to the body, a classic kind of Puerto Rican fighter. And he's back. So you got Sergio Martinez, who's never in a bad fight, winging crazy shots outside, squirrely, southpaw, but can't throw a straight punch if his life depends upon it. So everything to me looks like somebody's going down at some point.
Hey, Eric, let me ask you something about the fight itself. Rob, you know, we're on television here with the webcam. He just wanted me to feel his pants. Don't worry about it. It's nothing major, Eric.
Right.
I'm noticing this kind of, I don't know if it's a battle anymore, or is it? Maybe you know better than I. The Vegas fights versus the New York fights. MSG is trying to get more involved with this, but Vegas is trying to steal every possible inch of Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Well, because his money is big for Vegas, right, when they have fight night.
Big to have him in at Madison Square Garden as well.
It's as a guy that's been to fights at both, it's a bit different. I mean, Vegas can offer a promoter and offer a fighter more. There's huge site fees to be paid across America, and Vegas can waive those. And when you fight in Nevada, there's no income tax. So a lot of fighters can go there. They have a lot to offer. The byproduct, if you will, of that it's kind of a dead, stagnant crowd. And if they're at the MGM Grand Garden, that's one thing. But all the lead-up fights to that, kids aren't involved. You can't bring your sons. You can't bring your nephews. And it's just kind of this real stagnant fight.
You know, it's funny you say that, though, Eric, but if that was the case in Vegas about the financial part of it, why can't Klitschko ever fight there?
Klitschko's never coming here, Mark. You know that.
I know, he lives in Beverly Hills.
He'll take American money.
Yeah.
To his point all the time. We talked a month ago, and we had a good laugh that he didn't even draw a half a million views on ESPN, and that normal time slot does 1.5 million.
It's incredible, Eric. Later, I know I talk about it ad nauseum, but it's incredible that the heavyweight division with Klitschko after 15 years is where it stands today.
Well, I'm going to put a cherry on top of that for you, Mark. The week after Floyd fought, the vacated WBC title, which was vacated by Klitschko, two guys contested that, Chris Areola and Bermain Stiverne. Two mediocre heavyweights, above average, but not top-tier guys, contested the WBC title on ESPN, and they did 1.8 million views.
Wow!
The three of us had the conversation. A boring European, nobody wants to watch, but two decent American or North American heavyweight fighters, and everybody puts tuxedos on to watch a fight on ESPN.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and it was a great fight too.
That's interesting. So, what do you think? Who do you got in this thing?
I got Cotto, man. I'm rolling with Cotto. I love Sergio Martinez. Right.
What decision, knockout, and what round? Give it to us.
Cotto, 10.
10th round.
That's it.
All right.
Sergio's going to hang around. Sergio's going to make it interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if both guys go down and get up. But I see Cotto landing real big shots, real hard shots down the middle. Much higher knockout percentage over his career with Cotto. I know he's the underdog in this fight, but I'm rolling with Cotto, and I'll bet you guys a pizza on that.
Oh, well, all we right. Got him. We got him, Eric.
Right. We've had nothing but pizzas. We got to get down to your spot, matter of fact.
Come on, man. Let's go.
You know what? I'm going to give you a call and come down there anyway. I need to talk to you.
You got it, Rob.
Okay. Appreciate it, Eric. Always.
Awesome, man.
Our boxing insider, Eric Olson, right here on Sports Night with Parker.
And I'm glad I mentioned that about Keith Lee. We hadn't mentioned that the last couple of days. And Keith is just a prince amongst guys. And he was crunk. To think that both he and Emmanuel are gone? I have no words.
Stop.
I have to stop. You're right, because I would never, I'm emotional about it, to be honest with you. Emmanuel and Keith Lee are both gone from Kronk. Amazing. All right, it's last call time. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130 WDFM The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, Rob's dancing. Everybody look. Rob's dancing. Rob's celebrating a Friday nighter. Hey, pizza pie. Thanks to Benito's Pizza. All their locations are on Metro Detroit. You can check it at benitospizza.com. It's that simple. Why don't you dance
glass
a little more? That was funny. Just get up and do it. There you go. Come on, crank it. Come on. Oh, yeah. All the girls want to get your meds or something. I think he needs medication.
Hey, Pete, don't hold that against me. I used to be hip when I was younger. Don't hold that against me. He's lying.
Hey, Tigers lead 6-2, top of the ninth. AJ Pierzynski batting for the Red Sox.
One
and
out.
And the Tigers are about to give up 5 because Joe Nathan's in.
Oh, stop. Stop with that.
So we're pretty close to a bottom of the ninth.
Well, it might be a 1-2-3. He had a strikeout his first batter.
Did he?
Throwing strikes, yes.
Is it? But again, thanks to Benito's Pizza. All night long, they were part of Juniza. We are testing and sampling and rating the best pizzerias in Metro Detroit, and Benito's was on tap first. They were terrific, and we appreciate all the pizza parlors that and pizzerias that have come with it this week and again next week. We'll do it starting Monday again.
Two outs, nobody on. It's all over.
Well, this Joe Nathan is just moaning.
He's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
This Joe Nathan's got it going on. I don't know what else to tell you.
And the Red Sox are unbelievable, Mark.
Unbelievable.
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 But you know why? Because they have either been swept or swept every series. And now they've lost 4 in a row after winning 7 in a row before they had lost 10 in a row. Lost 10 in a row, won 7 in a row, and now have lost 4 in a row because they got swept in Cleveland, and now here they are in Detroit losing game one. Did you hear me?
I did. I wanted to wrap up. By the way, did I mention Jay Leno was here tomorrow? He might be listening to us right now, so a shout-out to Rob.
Shout-out.
So I can tweet it, too. Jay Leno's at Soundboard Motor City Casino tomorrow night.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
What, Jay? What has Jay Leno ever done? 20 lousy years on The Tonight Show, big whoop.
And he bought 40 cars. What?
He bought a lot of cars. What's he done except buy cars?
And he what has he done? Can you tell me?
Well, Jay's never spent an NBC check, right? He always used his other money.
That was the story. Supposedly he just lived on his stand-up routine stuff, his Vegas money and his appearance money.
So that money's for what? So that the kids? So that
they have children. It's just him and Mavis.
So that other people can spend it?
I don't know. I think he was so paranoid about his old age that it was supposed to be for their future.
I think that sometimes you're enjoy your life. Obviously,
hey,
obviously
Rob,
bought up 40 cars.
Yeah, 20 million's gone per year, though, now. That's a lot to take out per year. 20 million's gone.
All right, Mark, but he don't have to live on 20 million.
Well, they have 3 homes and 1 million cars.
Well, sell 2 homes.
What Patrick Ewing said it best. We spend a lot of money, can we make a lot of money?
Here comes the rally.
There we go. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to tell that story now. I was going to tell the story about Jason Lane, you and I in Osceola Stadium. Remember that? Houston, down in Kissimmee, Florida. Remember the home run that was hit?
I do remember that.
That was Jason Lane. We both looked and said, who the heck hit that homer?
It was one of those moments.
It was like 2005. It was the year the Astros went to the World Series. Lane had a 26-homer, 78 RBI season. He then failed, and he got out of baseball. 7 years gone. He has done the reverse and keel. He is now up as a pitcher.
Wow.
He made it all the way back to the major leagues. His first appearance for the San Diego Padres. He went 3 1/3 and retired all 10 batters he faced. That was the guy we watched at Osceola Stadium in Kissimmee, Florida, hit that little mammoth homer for the Houston Astros. And a guy who played the World Series for the Astros with Brad Ausmus in 2005.
You know, you always hear those stories, Mark. I have one in Port Charlotte. This is no lie. I have my back turned to the batting cage, and I'm talking to somebody, and I hear somebody taking their cuts. And I'm like, oh, my, you know, like the bat off the ball, the ball off the bat. It's all over. Tigers break the 5-game losing streak.
6-2 final, okay.
And guess who it is? I turn around. It's Juan Gonzalez.
Oh, that's who it was.
That's
in Port Charlotte, Florida.
Yep. And I just heard the crack
mid-90s,
of the bat.
Mid-90s? Yep. Early 90s?
It was early 90s, Mark. I just started at the Free Press, 93.
You said, who the hell is that?
Who is that? And it was when I turned around, and I could just hear the crack. It was Juan Gonzalez.
But you remember that when we were sitting on the, like, the
corrugated
metal? Yeah, I do.
That's why I'm telling that story, because I do remember.
Isn't that funny, the things you remember, though?
Yeah, certain things like that.
I can't remember yesterday at all to save my life, but I can remember sitting with Rob 9 years ago on a corrugated metal bench in Osceola, Florida.
Well, I can't wait till we're in spring training this year.
Osceola Stadium.
Coming up next spring.
Kiss me, kiss you.
Don't you kiss me.
Don't you kiss on me. What was that from?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Here comes the good part. Get ready, Mark. Christmas Day in December that I told you all through thick and thin. On up until the end, Parker's been your friend. I've been your friend. Hey, let's thank everybody, Mark. Thank, of course, EP. And EP's been going out and getting pizza for us and all that.
He
thank
did
you.
It tonight at Benito's.
That's right. Thanks to, of course, Gary, who does a great job engineering and all the stuff he does. And, of course, Justin and Josh with the video streaming and the minions and all that. Hey, guys, we wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without you. Thank you.
Check us on Twitter and Facebook. You can email us at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. We had a great week. We hope you did, too. He's Rob Parker.
He is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you Monday night.